Hello, welcome to 1-2 Radio. That's 12radio.com. Changing the way you listen to the world. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing on 12radio.com, that is. And before I start the show, my subject tonight is your spirit, your mind, and your body, how they all kind of come together and how you deal with things on a daily basis, that kind of thing. But before I start that, I'd like to mention the chat, and that's pretty simple. Just go to 12radio.com, click to chat, and it's via Facebook. So you have to be a Facebook member in order to get into the chat room, and if you are, it's really easy. Otherwise, you're just going to have to open up and go into Facebook in order to get into the chat room this evening. Anyway, and before I start my subject tonight, I also would like to say that I'm available for readings on 12listen.com. That's 12listen.com. I'm a medium. I'm a psychic. And so if you want to talk more personal information, on 12listen.com quite often. And I'd like to mention to my fellow colleagues, there's a lot of good people on 12listen.com. So give us a try, but give me a try too. And I'm going to start this topic tonight, and that's an easy topic. You know, think about how easy life can be. But I'm going to start with this phrase. I'm going to quote Deepak Chopra. He says, religion is a belief in someone else's experiences. Spirituality is having your own experience. So here you go. If you're a religious individual and you go to church or to a synagogue or a mosque or whatever you need to do to get your spiritual food, that's a beautiful thing. But when you go there, it's always good to, like, go there for your purpose, for your individual purpose, for the spiritual food. But maybe there's other reasons why you're going there. Maybe for the camaraderie of the people that believe what you believe. And so here I am talking about spirituality is having your own experience as opposed to religion is a belief in someone else's experience. And one thing about creating your own experience is that your experience can change who you are very quickly. In other words, if you have a new experience, this might be one of those epiphanies, those big moments in life where you, where all of a sudden you realize something different has changed inside of you. Therefore you make the change and therefore your life changes. So you could say these experiences can change you, whether it's spiritual, religious, or any other experience for that matter. And you could say using a religion to get to the truth can supply you, can spark you, can supply you, can give you a spark, and also can spark changes with inside of you and around you. And you could say there's one truth, but there's many forms to get to one truth. And what I mean by one truth is the connecting to creation itself, connecting to God, creation, whatever you call something greater than yourself. Like, there's one truth, but many forms and many ways to get to there. Creating a path is your choice, so therefore, that's your experience. But also, what I'm saying, if you are a religious individual and you do believe in certain precepts of any type of religion, is to make those experience is very personal to you. Just not an experience, but they're your personal experiences. So you have a better understanding of maybe who you are or what you're capable of because you made it personal for yourself. And there are some who think that we lost our connection to spirit, to God, to creation. Well, if that's the case, then I don't believe that because I think there's a lot of people on this beautiful planet of ours daily going into their own spiritual well-being, daily going into discovering their spiritual part of life. And whether you do it through an organized religion or not, it really doesn't matter here. And think about it. Shamans, sages, these people for centuries, the spirit, the mind, the body. They always, you could say they called it the sacred trinity. The sacred trinity here. And so since spirit, mind, and body is the sacred trinity, and if you think about three, in Christian religion, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, three. In Cajun cooking, I'm just going to go with Cajun cooking, the trinity of Cajun cooking is onions, celery, and green peppers. Now, in here's our connection. You could say we call this the sacred trinity because, you know, even though you could say they're different parts of us, the spirit, the mind, and the body, they're all connected. So therefore, it is a sacred trinity here. And you could say it's your connection to this world. It's your connection to the world around you. It's your connection to the world above you. You could say the world, you could say where the mind goes, what ideas come through you, things like that. And if you were to take control over your body, and what I mean is take control over your body, then you're not in control of anything. What I mean by that is now you know what is contained in your body and mind. Okay, by you taking control of something that you really don't have control over, of course you have control over your physical body, what you put in your body, et cetera, et cetera. But by you taking control over your physical body, anything physical in this physical world, it's a beautiful thing because now you're starting to understand that mind-body connection. Now you could say, maybe you want to do some research. Maybe you want to explore other areas of who you are. Maybe you want to, you could say, you know, the spirit part of you, your spiritual aspect of who you are, that spiritual inner beauty of who you are, that unexplored areas. So maybe you've explored it, but maybe you haven't really explored it. And what I mean is, like I said, whether you go to church or you don't go to church or go to some organized religion function, it doesn't matter. You make it personal for you, whether it's for you or whether it's for the group that you're in. It's a personal event. Anything spiritual is a very deep personal event for most of us. And maybe we get nothing out of it. Maybe we get everything out of it. It depends on our frame of mind. It depends on your frame of mind and my frame of mind. And so here you are. Now you're exploring the larger mind here. You could say you're starting to discover different parts of you that are not exactly you're familiar with. That'd be a good term to use there. And now you're starting to explore the larger mind. And what I mean by the larger mind is, we're here for higher purposes. We're here to make corrections in this world. We're here to make corrections within ourselves to make our world better. Whether it's through the mind, whether it's through the body, whether it's through your spiritual aspect of who you are. But remember, they're separate, but they're together. And what I mean when you say our thoughts, our ideas, the larger mind, that would be the non-ego mind. That would be you connecting on to that, the big voice inside of you, that intuitive voice inside of you. It tells you good things. It can tell you maybe to leave because maybe there's some danger coming up and you don't ask questions when you start tapping into the big voice inside of you. You just take the lead. Whatever your big voice is telling you, believe it, trust it. It's a beautiful thing. And there's also other things. Think about your thoughts, your daily thoughts. What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying to yourself with inside of your mind? And what emotions are you triggering when you start thinking of these thoughts? Are you thinking wonderful, positive things? Are you thinking your connection to spirit? Are you thinking your connection to the people around you, coworkers, family, friends, even strangers for that matter? And think about this. when you put an idea out there, since you could say the spirit, mind, body are three separate concepts, but they're one concept when they're together. When you put out thoughts out there and you're in that frame of mind where the mind, the body, the spiritual side of you is all connected and you have a thought or an idea, remember, creative thoughts and ideas, you could say, go out in the ethers. So if you have something like that, you want to work on this pretty quickly because someone else may pick it up and they'll use your idea and be successful. So that's another aspect of, you could say, your spirit, your mind, and your body is when they are together, you could say incredible things are possible at your disposal. Incredible things can happen at any moment. And the question is, when you are thinking, are you really aware of your thoughts, what you're really thinking deep down inside? Maybe the top of it, you hear inside your mind what you're thinking. Well, what about going below that surface and see what it's really about? And you could say that's the discovery of that spiritual, the physical, and the mental aspect of you. And what about, like I said, you know, you come up with one great creative idea, but if you don't take action on it, someone else will. And this happens all the time because ideas are universal. Ideas go into the big bin out into the ethers and where anyone can tap into it, where anyone can get that idea, grab it from the ethers that you put it out and take it for them and start playing with it, start producing these ideas. And so the idea is here, you come up with an idea. How about manifesting these ideas by combining that spiritual aspect of yours, by combining the mental, emotional aspects of you and by translating that into your physical body so you have a better idea of who you are and how you can handle it. And so here we are. You're opening up the bigger mind, what I call the bigger mind, the higher consciousness. That's what we all came here to have access to. And when you're in the bigger mind, you have access to all sorts of information. And what I mean by all sorts of information, I'm talking about the Akashic Records. I'm talking about you asking a question and you getting answers. I'm talking about you figuring out things and you figure them out in the right way. So suddenly whatever problems were ailing you are no longer ailing you. And wow, the chat room is alive and well. Thank you, chatters. I like this. You guys are just communicating with each other. How beautiful. Just keep on chatting, chatters. I love that. If you have any questions, what I'm talking about, chatters, please put it on the chat. Put it in the chat room. I'll try to answer them for you. And so think about this. Your spirit, your spiritual aspect, your physical aspect, and your mental, emotional aspect, you know, the mind itself. Well, fish, they swim in schools. Birds, they fly in flocks. All these animals, they have a certain connection with their own species. And the connection as we as human beings that we have each other within our thoughts, within our contemplation times. So think about how animals interact, how they quickly interact for purpose of survival, for purpose of creating a society or a group. Think about us as human beings, like animals. We create a society. We create groups that we want to be associated with. And how about that, you know, when you start connecting into, you could say, that spiritual realm, what about your mind-body connection to what's around you? This is a real strong connection. And what I mean by that, What controls are there for you to be more expansive? Well, use your imagination. Anything you can imagine, it's yours for the taking. go into it with what you could say with full openness, full open-mindedness, so that you can change something, change an aspect of yourself, be one with yourself, be one with your group, your social group, or your family for that matter. Interesting. So like I said, this mind-body connection is a very strong connection, because we think, therefore our body responds. And now let's talk about this, your spiritual, or the spirit inside of you, or your spiritual side of you with the mind-body connection. All of a sudden, you add the spiritual aspect to the mind and the body, then the sky's the limit. Because you're tapping into something greater than yourself. Then you're tapping into something incredible that you were not even aware of. And so here we are connecting to the mind body. Here we are adding that connection, that spiritual connection to the mind and body. You know, you could say in the ancient times, the shamans repeatedly talked about the spirit mind body connection. In the ancient times, that could have been yesterday. That could have been 1,000 years ago. That could have been 100,000 years ago. It doesn't matter. It's just time. And so this sacred trinity allows you to have life that you can thrive with. In other words, this connection of the spiritual aspect of who you are, the physical aspect of who you are, and the mind of who you are, your consciousness. There's the physical mind, and then there's the conscious state. And then there's the emotional state. The mind is a very complex thing here. And so you could say this sacred trinity allows you to have a life that you can thrive with, allows you to change things when you need to change them. So you can just not get through the day, but get through the year in a very positive way. Ah, yes. And here's Lynn Ann going, our higher selves part of our subconscious mind? Yes, they are. You could say your subconscious mind is your higher self, as well as your conscious mind is your higher self. And so because the subconscious mind is a part of your spiritual aspect of who you are, as well as your conscious mind is a part of who you are, then allow yourself to thrive. And what I mean by thriving is get what you need in life. Have fun in life. If you need to have fun, have fun. Dolores here. I find very deep meditation. I can feel my body. Right on, Dolores. Yes. When you get into a meditative state, you start feeling the physical body. You start feeling your conscious state. You start feeling that connection within your spiritual side of you that connects into something greater than you. In that quiet meditative state allows you to be glorious, to be what you want to be. And then you just got to translate it when you're out of the meditation into, you say, your present reality in the moment. What do you want to change? What's important to you, or what's not important to you for that matter? And let's talk about the connection to spirit, your spiritual connection. And you could say the soul, your soul is a direct connection to spirit, to the spiritual side of you. It's your blueprint. It's your blueprint. It's the way you were designed. How many lifetimes have you lived? Thousands? Hundreds of thousands? Well, if you've lived hundreds of thousands, then you could say you really enjoy being in physical body. But the question is, you know, connecting to spirit, connecting to the spiritual self of who you are, you're connecting into the soul self of who you are. Therefore, you're connecting into, you could say there's no beginning, there no end. Your soul has a beginning, but your soul has no end. It goes on for eternity. So it's up to you how many times you want to come back, show up here. It's up to you what you want to do in each lifetime or what you want to do in this present lifetime. Let's talk about this present moment that you could say, how do you connect to your soul? Is your soul, is it the embodiment of spirit, your soul? I believe it is. I believe our soul, my soul, all our souls out there is the embodiment of spirit. We are created by something greater than ourselves, God, creation, created this beautiful world of ours. He's three-dimensional, created the many dimensions that exist beyond this dimension. So there's lots of things going on there when you connect the body, the mind, the spirit together. And this is the essence of who you are and the person you are meant to be when you put all three of these together. And you're walking down the street. Maybe you have more confidence. And maybe people see you and they want to feel like they want to be a part of what you have. Or like, God, whatever he or she has, boy, I want some of that too. Well, this is one way of getting there, is having that connection, having your conscious state connect to your physical body, having your physical body connect to your spiritual aspect of who you are, or that your spirit itself. And what about spiritual DNA? Each one of us has our, you could say, our own unique spiritual DNA, unique form of spiritual DNA. And this is reconnecting to, you could say, the unified source of life. That's what I mean by spiritual DNA. You are literally connecting to the unified source of life. And we all have this as a part of us. And remember, I just said when I said a few minutes ago, when the mind and the body and the spiritual aspect of who you are connect, and they're all the same, they're all one, this is when you start tapping into the higher, you could say your higher self. Your higher self is tapping into your intuition, allowing you to do what's necessary so you can get through the day using that intuition in a positive way to direct you to positive things during the day. And so I mentioned the Akashic Records here. Well, the Akashic Records, you could say they're like your cell phone. It's a universal library of past, present, and future, all combining at the same time. So when you tap into this, well, guess what? You are tapping into the unified field. You are tapping into source. You are tapping into spirit here, where everything can be accessed anytime, anywhere. It doesn't matter. You say that information flows around us like, well, think about it. When you tap onto your phone, your smartphone, and you want to get on the internet, guess what? That would be the Akashic Records, or Akashic Records of our time, because we have a library right at our fingertips. We no longer have to go to another building to find out information. We just use it in our car. We use it walking down the street, or we use it in our homes. It doesn't matter. And since you could say this is the Akashic Records is the greatest library of information ever designed, period, end, in this beautiful universe of ours, same with your smartphone. Well, you could say the smartphone has its limits because we only know a certain amount. Beyond that, we don't know. So, darn it. Well, I have a break coming up, and I'm liking all these comments on in the chat room. So keep on chatting there, please. And I'll be back in 5 minutes. Remember, there's only peace and love. That's all there is. And I will continue about you connecting to your spirit, your mind, and your body. Peace and love. That's all there is. Be back in 5.
Hi, this is Kelly McLean of Connecting the Dots. You're listening to 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you feel about glitter.
Mom, I don't think that's how it goes.
Shh, don't interrupt me. I'm welcoming the people. Thanks for joining us.
Fly. Really, fly. You've jumped from the airplane, your arms outstretched. You feel the wind on your face, the exhilaration of the free fall. And yes, you have a parachute, but spread your arms and fly. There are times when it occurs to us, maybe it's a thought or maybe an experience, but it occurs to us that we may be more than the prisons we put ourselves in. More than living to dig out of some mess or making a new one, paying some bill or dealing with loss, or more disappointment. There is a moment when we remember, however briefly, that we can fly. The 1-2 family and the 1-2 family of services invite you to jump, because we'll be here to make sure you can fly.
This is Jim Komar, your host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm here every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on 12radio.com. Come join me. Listen, enjoy, add to the conversation. That's Pathways to Consciousness and Healing every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 12radio.com. 12 Radio, changing the way we see the world.
I should get a new car. Everyone at work has a new car, and I pull up in this clunker. I should get a haircut. The internet says women my age should cut their long hair. And I should lose some weight. Everyone thinks I'm a big, fat loser.
Hey! Learn how to drive! You are such an idiot!
I should make my son get a haircut. Everyone thinks I'm such a permissive mom. He'll turn out to be a bum, and it'll be all my fault, and everyone will say I should have raised him better. I should.
Should. Knock that should off. Hi, I'm Terry, advisor at 12listen.com. Give me a call to get yourself free from the opinions and attachments of others. Begin your journey to loving yourself instead of shoulding all over the place.
At 12listen.com, we're looking for psychics with more than 3 years professional experience and who know it.
I think I'm going to do that. Igor, hand me the phone.
Hi, Vlad. Who are you going to call?
I'm going to call 12listen to be a psychic.
Really? What psychic powers do you have?
Look into my eyes.
Really? You idiot. You have to have a phone. You can't look into your eyes on the phone or by a chat. And they need a picture. It's impossible to take a picture of you.
But Igor, I feel it is my calling.
Hey, name one person that you've ever helped who didn't become a vampire.
Well, there was.
Yes.
No.
I
see
the point. You're good.
But Igor, I really like that Mark guy. I want to work for
you. You ungrateful.
No, Igor, I didn't mean anything.
Mad, Vlad.
You're a wonderful boy.
Get out of here. Fly away.
Okay, Igor. Goodbye.
Get that kitten off the organ. Good kitty.
Hello, 12listen.
Yes, my name is Igor, and I'd like to be a psychic.
Hi, this is Kay Dragon, psychic advisor, teacher, and channeler for 12listen.com. My favorite thing about being an advisor and teacher is you. Watching you grow and expand your consciousness inspires me. It is a great joy for me to use my gifts as a channeler to guide you on your path to a happier, healthier you.
Joel Goldsmith said, "We are that place where God becomes visible. Our source and that which constitutes us is God, infinite divine being. We are God being, God appearing, God manifesting. That is the true glory of our being. And that is empowerment." I'm Kelly Whetstone. Please join me every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and get to know the real you.
This is psychic medium Christina LaFrance, advisor on 12listen.com. Together, let's take the time to explore our inner world, discovering the gifts of even our most rejected qualities, and why embracing all of who we are is the key to our freedom, our peace, and aligning to our own destinies. Please join me every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and noon Eastern Time for the Christina LaFrance Show, right here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way we listen to the world.
Telepathy, a form of extrasensory perception, is a way of communicating between individuals without using any of the five senses. It is a way of sending and receiving ideas, images, feelings, intentions, thoughts, and information. The term telepathy was coined in 1882 by the poet and founder of the Society for Psychical Research, Frederick William Henry Myers. Distances are relevant when communicating telepathically, and love between individuals is often, but not always, involved. This is Nadia M. Rose, psychic advisor at OneToListen.com.
Welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and you're on 1-2 Radio, 1-2Radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And before I start my my subject again tonight, the body, you could say the spirit, mind, body connection here, there's a question from Lily here about basically her question, I want to be a healer. Well, we are healers, and sometimes we're healers to others, but most of the time we're healers to ourselves. You could say there are people out there that can heal the world, and that's a good thing. But a lot of times it's important that if we're a healer, that we heal ourselves. So as far as evaluation, different stuff, my question is conflicting goals and want to between higher self and ego. Yeah, well, there's always that battle going on between your higher self and ego, Lily. But it really doesn't matter. What's important is that when you're into your higher self, when you connect to your higher self, that's when you ask the questions, what can I do? You're talking about a PhD evaluation. Obviously, you've got your PhD here. So, how can you translate that to healing? Well, that's something for you to go dive deep in. Like, quiet your mind down and see what answers you get from there. And there's another question here. Type of soul. Are you familiar with the type of soul called the wanderer? Yes, I am. I heard this term. Author, public speaker, David Wilcox. Yes, yes. You could say, my aspect of the wanderer, or this, you, the wanderer as the soul, is that you're always looking for something greater. You're wondering, what it is that you're looking for, but when you find it, you find it quickly. And when you find it quickly, you're ready to go on to the next aspect. Here you are wandering around you, this beautiful universe. You could say in this lifetime, in your physical body, what's the next one going to be like? I hope that helped. Now getting back to that spirit, mind, body connection is, this is the essence of who you are on a very personal connection. And before the break, in halfway in the show here, let me start that again. I was talking about spiritual DNA, and this is, and what I mean by this is a unique, it's your unique form of who you are. You have, you could say, your spiritual implant, or imprint and implant. What I mean by implant is that you can put that spiritual aspect of you anywhere you want, and you can implant it in different aspects of your physical body. But you can also explain that to people, and therefore they get a better understanding of who you are, a better perspective of who you are. And when you start explaining it to them, you get a better perspective of who you are. And then I was talking about the Akashic Records. When all this comes together, the spiritual aspect of you, the physical, the mind, that beautiful consciousness that all plays as one symphony. A beautiful symphony. I believe there's like 75 instruments in a symphony orchestra. Well, when you put all those instruments together, they create beautiful sounds, incredible sounds. Okay. So this is what you're doing. You could say you're tapping in. Okay. Here you are. You've got all these three aspects coming together. Here you are tapping into the Akashic Records. Here you are. You could say, creating that field, that cosmic field, because the sacred trinity of the spirit, mind, and body comes together, it's an incredible thing. Now, you could say, you could say it's the quantum zero point, because at this point you can have whatever you want, because you're no longer thinking about limitations here. You're thinking about the unlimitedness of you. And so here you are tapping into the Akashic Records. Here this cosmic information is just streaming down to you like there's no tomorrow. You know, and it's streaming down into your mind. The mind is, you could say, is a distinct organ in your physical body, but the mind is a translator for all this information. And then your consciousness steps in within the mind, and then you start breaking it apart, going, what does this really mean? Well, this is this spirit, mind, body connection here. And so it's important that you as an individual feel the strength. And what I mean by feeling the strength is what I call the strength is when all three of these aspects come together as one inside of you. You're at this point one with the universe. You're one with yourself. You're one with everyone on this living planet. And at that point, there's nothing slowing you down. There's nothing stopping you. And so you could say the universe contains many memories, many events, many languages, many sorts of ideas that existed out, you could say that existed through time since time started. Okay. And you're just tapping into this. You're tapping into time itself. That's an incredible thought right there. Here you are tapping into time itself from the beginning to there's no end. So are you ready for that? Are you ready to tap into something to create new beginnings or to end old, stale ideas that no longer serve the purpose as they did maybe a year ago or a month ago or 20 years ago? It doesn't matter anymore, because now you've got this strong connection and you don't have to analyze it, but you can decide whether it's important to you or not important to you. And so as the soul contains, you could say, all the rebirths of previous incarnations, okay, your soul, we're getting back to the soul here. That's the spiritual aspect of your connection, that you could say the energetics of life here. Your soul will be continued to reborn. Your soul will continue to grow. Your soul will continue to be expansive, just like you, because now you combine your spiritual aspect, the physical, the mental. All these came together, and all of a sudden your life has changed. Maybe relationships are easier. Maybe your abilities to feel compassion and kindness grows. That's a good thing, because that's a tricky thing, a very tricky thing. That's a very tricky thing. And what I mean by a very tricky thing is that you are tapping into something that may cause confusion. Well, if it does, just play with these ideas. Play with what's coming through. And here I'm talking about you feeling more compassionate, you feeling more kindness, because we do live in a dual world, you could say, the duality, you could say, where there's compassion and kindness. On the opposite end of you flip the coin here, and guess what? You have cruelty. You have suffering. You have pain, all that stuff. So you say by bringing all three of your parts together, it's going to be a whole lot easier for you to feel the compassion and the kindness as opposed to the pain and suffering. And maybe that's one aspect you want to get rid of in your life, this pain and suffering junk. Well, it is junk. You don't need pain and suffering. And here's Lynn Ann. I like this comment. Thank you, Lynn Ann. We have physically evolved over the centuries. Our souls has evolved as well. Yes, she is correct. Thank you for that That's very good. That's really good. Thank you for that. That's excellent, Lynn-Ann. Thank you. And so here you are evolving. Here you are changing. But you always have choices. You always have choices of what you want to change. If it doesn't serve you, then change it. If it serves you, then make it better for yourself. Because if you make it better for yourself, you're just going to be generally more content with life. And when you're more content with life, guess what? Life becomes easier. It's no longer a burden to walk around in this physical world. And another aspect here, you could say your mind has, you could say, incredible powers over your physical body. That's why that mind and body connection is so strong. And here's Lily talking about being a healer. That's where the healing aspect comes in. So you put the mind and body together. That's when you start changing the physical aspects of who you are. Are the emotional, mental aspects of who you are. And through intention and thought, you and I, we all have this, you say, amazing healing properties that we can focus on any one thing, any one subject. And you know, it's, before you start healing others, it's really important that you start healing yourself. And knowing who you are, because when you start healing yourself and knowing who you are, like deep down inside, you become that healer to the people all around you. Ah, Ivy's asking for a message. Let's see what I'm just going to stop my thought there and I'm going to talk to Ivy here. What message do I have? Yes, Ivy. You know, this is interesting. My subject tonight, you've done this before in previous incarnations. And if you haven't been working on, you could say in this lifetime, it's probably time for you to start bringing those three aspects, your Holy Trinity together, your spirit, your mind, your body. And what's interesting about this, Ivy, when you do that, like miracles can happen for you instantaneously. Just, you need to know this. You come here with this karmic gift and if you haven't been doing this, start this, or if you are doing it now, continue to do this, because this is going to, right now, you may not feel a difference, or you might feel a little difference, but in 5 to 10 years, you're going to be a different person. And what I mean by a different person, you're going to have the abilities of all that you want to have. Everything will be yours, in other words. And so intention and thought. Those are two, you could say, two amazing healing properties. So start using intention and thoughts with inside of you and see what you can heal. See how you can make it better for yourself, because it's better for you. It's better for everyone around you. Let's say you have a family, and if you're better, the family's better. We all play off each other. We are constantly playing off each other. And also, when your mind is connected, you could say, through to source, to God, through creation, this is a very powerful drug. And what I mean by a powerful drug, it can dissolve any disease. It can take away anything that is not necessary for your body, like any disease. So just know that. And there's also an aspect here when you're connected to source, that you are connected to the whole. You are, you could say you're holy. You are connected to the whole. You're connected to me. I am connected to you. We are all connected. And you could say that saying, we are all one. Well, in that aspect, we are all one when we have that connection. And when you have the spirit, the mind, the body, when you bring those all together, you are healing yourself. And maybe problems that you've had before, maybe they go away when you're in that space, or maybe you can keep that space and maybe they never come back. And there's also, so that connection that you say that the triple bypass here, of the spirit, mind and body, by connecting and bringing these components together and creating one component, telepathy, precognition, remote viewing, all sorts of things can happen. And if you want to be psychic, this is one way of creating your psychic zone. by bringing the spirit, the mind, the body together. And in a lot of people, most people, this mainly, you could say this remains largely undeveloped. So it's up to you where you want to go with this and what you want to do with this. Shadow patterns. Here's Lily talking about shattering patterns of her childhood. Well, we all have those, but that's the past. And if you really want to heal yourself, I believe you get in the present moment and you stay present and you work on it in the present moment. That's when healing takes place. By being in the present moment. And here you are, the three of you, the three separate parts of you are now one. And now you're this powerhouse. Now you're this incredible man or woman out there. Just, you could say, just floating through the world, through the day, day by day, and having, you could say, wonderful aspects happening, wonderful things happening, people coming up to you and ask, you know, like, wanting to talk to you, wanting to be around you. And so here I am talking about this aspect that most of us, well, there are some of us that have it, and most of us doesn't. It's undeveloped. Well, since your DNA holds all the secrets to you improving who you are actually, you could say, on an energetic level, you're tuning in, you could say, frequencies to your DNA. You could say, connecting the spirit, mind, and body. You're actually connecting through with DNA here. And so now the DNA is open. And Lynn Ann is saying self-love can heal your pain. And yes, amen, sister. Self-love can heal your pain. Yes. And April has a, let's see, I would like a love message too, Jim. Well, let's go there, April. April, it's time that you really take charge of your life. And what I mean by taking charge of your life, make a decision. But here, what I'm talking about is not just making any decision. Make decisions based on that, what you need to get out of life, on what you want out of life. And you could say by being in a state of love when you make these decisions, it's going to make it easier for you to succeed, to be successful. And it's like what I'm getting is, it's like bring these three aspects, your spirit, your mind, your body together, and your life's just going to be easier, April. And it's time for your life to be easier. I think it's a beautiful thing. You need to create this. You need to create this. It's like your spirit guides are really saying, please do this, please do this. So I hope that helped. Yeah, good. She goes, I am slowly seeing the progress. Good for her. Good for her. And sometimes progress is slow and sometimes it's immediate. Sometimes there's immediate gratification and sometimes not. It depends on how readily you want this change to occur. So here I am talking about DNA, holding frequencies. DNA, when we connect our spirit, mind, and body together, this is DNA connection. Therefore, the DNA is frequency driven since we are all energy, and a DNA is a molecule made up of atoms, if you want to get down to the basic. But on each DNA double helix, that strand, there's literally 4 to 5 billion bits of information on each strand. That one double helix will create your physical body for you once again if you need to change something. And so here we are talking about frequencies. By creating the right frequency, we're going to be in a positive state. And think about this. Tones and frequencies stated by others. Let's say you're in a conversation with someone and you're very annoyed by their tone of their voice. Well, if that's the case, then obviously that frequency is not in tune to your frequency, and probably the best thing you can do is, you know, talk to them as little as possible until you get to change that aspect of you so you're not annoyed by their tone. And another example of this, you could say tones and frequencies. Your heart literally generates frequencies. And that heart's a beautiful thing. It's our pump that keeps our circulation going from head to toe. But you could say 5,000 times stronger than the brain, because the heart, you could say, has a mind of its own. The heart is, you could say, the key organ of life. And what I mean by the key organ of life, it keeps you going from second to second to second. So literally, the heart is 5,000 times stronger than the brain because of the frequencies it produces. Where the brain is, you know, it's not benign. I'm not calling the brain benign, because the brain controls everything in the physical body. It controls the heart, but the heart has a different situation. It's, you could say, it's different in that aspect. And so you could say 90%, like 90% of the DNA found on a strand of DNA is considered quantum. And some people call this junk DNA because they haven't figured out how this stuff works. You know, we're limited on, you could say, scientifically, but through the years we have learned a lot, and through the years we're going to learn more. So I'm talking about 90% of DNA is considered junk DNA, but I consider that DNA as quantum, which means that you can take these big leaps when necessary, big leaps in your life, make a difference in your life, heal yourself, be healed by yourself, and have everything you need. Oh, I love this chatting. Great going, chatters. Ah, good stuff here. Good stuff. And here we are. Here's Lily talking about being present. Love it. Yeah, good. And you could say being present in any situation you're in during the day makes your life easier, because you're not thinking about, I don't want to be here, I hate this job, I hate whatever I'm doing. Well, when you're present, you're not even thinking about those things. You're just working on what's in front of you. You're engaged. So therefore, when you're engaged, you're in a state of love. So that's what I mean by being present. You're producing states of love. And so here I'm talking about this quantum DNA, this 90%, this junk DNA that we have no understanding about. And this stuff responds to your conscious thoughts. I really believe that this quantum DNA responds to your thoughts. And then all of a sudden, the DNA makes physical changes. All of a sudden, you're cured. Let's say you had asthma, and you don't have asthma. You wake up the next day, and it's gone. What a beautiful thing you've done for yourself. Just know that the power is within you, and all you have to do is just bring these three aspects, your spirit aspect, your mental mind aspect, and your physical aspect. Bring them together. You're one. And when you're one, the world is your oyster. And it's also, you could say, I have the potential, you all have the potential within you to become masters of your own ability. And what I mean by masters of your own ability is you developing your talents, your gifts, and enjoying them. And now you're a master. What a beautiful subject that is. But unfortunately, my show is coming to an end. I could talk about this for another 2 hours the way I'm going, but yeah, don't want to go there. The next show up is Mole Mama with Diane Silva. She always has a good show. And I always think of food as spiritual. It feeds our souls. It feeds our body. It feeds our minds. It feeds our thoughts. So please stay tuned for Mole Mama. She's always got some good stuff she's cooking up. No pun intended there. And all I want to say is I want to thank my producer, Ade, and I want to thank all the beautiful chatters, and I want to thank all the beautiful men and women listening to 1-2 Radio this evening. And remember, peace and love, that's all there is. Until next week, have a great week, and despite what's going on around you, peace and love is all part of your world. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Listening to 1-2 Radio, that makes you very special in our book. Thank you. Sit back, relax, let us entertain you.